In October of 1975, I went with my mother to Japan, and part of that journey took us to Nagasaki, and we went to the epicenter. If it were raining, cold drops falling from a leaden sky, perhaps the shock would be less jolting. But the day, an afternoon, is warm and full of sun, as two young women say. We will take you there. And so, they take us there. The epicenter of the bomb in Nagasaki is now greened with grass, and young people take pictures of one another against the relics there. A hand-lettered sign explains the day and hour when a Christian nation's planes came to this waiting place. The navigator saw leaden clouds that day. He flew silent, far above them, safe, and watched for a military target, and could see none, for the leaden clouds were tight that day. Then there was a break in that gray cover, and that is where they placed the bomb, dropping it with care through this opened space. The epicenter in Nagasaki was the cathedral, the largest in the east. With its gold cross pointing to the sky, when planes with Christian pilots came to hurt this city. Now a twisted, blackened scaffolding lies on grass beneath the sun. A mark, an X, a cross, to show what man has done.